Deep Blue, Illinois ranks dead last on economic racial equality. By Warner Todd Houston on June 20, 2023. The Deep Blue state of Illinois ranks dead last in racial equality, according to a recent study by personal finance company Wallet Hub. Wallet Hub's findings come despite the ultra-woke policies of the state's controlling Democrats. The study looked at how blacks and whites are faring economically in all 50 states by measuring poverty rates, homelessness, employment, homeownership, household income, job status, and other metrics. The resulting list did not break down along red and blue state lines as other economic lists have tended to do. But the study did show that a state with some of America's most liberal, left-wing, woke policies has failed miserably to create the climate its minority citizens need to find the opportunities for economic success. The only other area in the country worse than Illinois was ultra-left District of Columbia, which came in the 51st spot and is also failing its minority population. Several other blue states also figured in the top 10. Illinois has a progressive income tax policy. It has set-asides for blacks, Hispanics, women, and other historically disadvantaged groups. It has endeavored to undermine its criminal codes to free more people from jails. It has a growing list of handouts for illegal aliens. And Democrats control both houses of the state legislature and every single statewide office. Illinois is very proud of its many equity policies to help its minority citizens. Yet the state is an incredible, crushing failure in achieving its own goals. As Wire points noted in reporting on the study, Illinois appears to be a fugitive from one of the most widely recognized laws of economics, which is that there's a trade-off between equity and efficiency. Sacrificing some economic growth is usually regarded as the price of achieving more equity, as that rule has it. Illinois has paid that price. It has had no net job growth in 20 years. Its total tax burden is consistently ranked among the highest in the nation. Its GDP growth since 2019 is the 10th worst in the nation. And its people are fleeing. As Breitbart News reported, recent numbers show that Illinois lost nearly 150,000 citizens to red states, including Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. It has lost even more to nearby states, such as Indiana, Wisconsin, Missouri, and Kentucky. And this net loss of citizens has been ongoing for the better part of a decade. For all its left-wing, equity-minded policies, the land of Lincoln remains one of America's top places to be from. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.